The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Rarisonics Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Welcome back to another edition of the No Nonsense Show. It's your boy, Jamie Mack, alongside B. Honest, French Reggie, and...
It's your boy, Jay Smooth, in the building.
Wishing you guys a happy Memorial Day.
Hey, thank you, J-Mac.
No, I mean, you're not dead, so you don't get to claim that, right?
So,
just because you served.
I thought they, you know, I got a couple of shout-outs today where people said thank you so much for your service and things like that. So
That's not how that works, to be honest, right? You're like ex-military, so you know. Yes. Memorial Day is for who?
Veterans.
Uh-huh.
The ones like that
living,
died.
Living veterans?
Oh, no. This is for the ones that passed. That sacrificed. Well, okay. Twofold. So the major thing is the veterans that sacrificed their life.
Okay.
Obviously.
Right.
But I think that anyone who had a potential to die should also kind of get grouped in there on the lesser end. Not necessarily.
Like the kids' table.
Yeah, you're at the kids' table because...
What, are you talking about like a guy who took an IUD and now has got like a fake leg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or even somebody who was in harm's way. Somebody who was forward deployed in harm's way.
So okay. That's if you still, got shot at.
That still rules Jay Smooth out.
Well, for the layman, because
fuck that shit. It could have happened in Pearl Harbor in motherfucking Virginia. It could have been just like that.
I'm on the outlands.
Pearl Harbor could never happen in Virginia.
How it happened Pearl Harbor, it'd be Virginia Harbor. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever.
Where was Pearl Harbor?
What was the harbor you lived in?
Pearl Harbor is in Hawaii, right? So that's still in the States, right, French? You know that, right?
Yeah, but it's not really, though. It's not close at all to the States. You've flown there on a plane.
It's part of the States, right?
But it takes forever to get there because it's in the Pacific.
It takes forever on the plane. It just depends on where you're coming from. You know what I'm saying? If you down there on one of them islands down there, it probably don't take that long. You know what I'm saying? But they could have motherfucking had some shit that happened over in the States probably too. You know what I'm saying?
But it didn't. Smooth. You can't be claiming Memorial Day. You get, what's that, Veterans Day, right?
Veterans Day.
That's your day, bro.
I pull that motherfucking card out every chance I get, nigga. Hey, and I was hoping I got something free today. I was like, shit, hey.
First tier is absolutely the ones that died. Okay. Second tier would be the ones that lost a limb or was shot or something like that.
Not somebody to get disability?
Here's the next one though. Third tier is actually not me. It would not be a forward deployed person.
Right.
Third tier to me would be someone who lost a family member of like a nuclear family member. So like if your dad died,
okay,
I think Memorial Day is for you also.
Okay. From Agent Orange?
No, from whatever. Yeah, I think that is the third tier. Fourth tier would be somebody like me who was in harm's way but never got shot.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? But I was there. Fifth tier, which doesn't count, it's a tier, is the guy that was at the newspaper.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
And got hurt in the office.
No,
it is now on disability.
He got a paper cut and on disability. That's okay. I'm going to get him to pay.
How Miller you get disability only, in the office?
Hey, nigga, it happens, nigga. Hey,
carpal tunnel?
Nick Carpal Tunnel.
Throwing a newspaper, that's your rotator cuff.
Hey, sitting in a chair too long. You know what I'm saying?
Tommy John's. He got Tommy John's surgery.
Hey, look.
from throwing a newspaper.
Hey, look. Damn. But the military is the only place that you go to. They pay you for all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? All,
what do you mean pay you for all kinds of shit?
I'm saying like they'll pay you for have a family member. They'll pay you motherfucking just hazardous pay and shit like that. Somebody fucked around and asked on a call last week on a company call. They asked was the company going to start paying hazardous pay for motherfuckers.
I saw that.
And shit like that. And it was like,
yeah, you're not getting fucking hazardous pay to come work at your regular job.
No,
they're trying to get hazardous because of Corona.
So they're trying. Yeah, they were saying the location that they go in is a lot of people that go there to like whether it be the hospital or something, and because they work inside it and it's a hazard area for
check
them.
Check us out though.
But that's your job. It's like that means nurses are gonna have to get hazardous pay. Doctors are gonna have to get hazardous pay.
That's like the military, nigga. The military. Our job is to protect the country. But when we go to places, the motherfuckers say, "Hey, we'll pay you hazardous pay."
Jay Smooth,
after the job is done.
Here's the true. Here's the true question. Now we can separate the men from the boys today.
Right.
Jay Smooth, have you ever received hazardous duty pay?
I have.
You're a lie.
I have.
When, nigga?
Over there, I had received hazardous pay over there off the coast of Colombia. when I was over there.
I don't remember a conflict.
There was not a conflict. Because back then we couldn't even pull into port. It was a hazardous area, and it was like this. You couldn't pull into port.
So you didn't pull into port,
but you got hazardous. We could have got shot out there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, in Colombia is poor as fuck. They don't got nothing to shoot a fucking
vessel. I don't know. Them motherfuckers got
fucking vessel.
Once again, let's not do the military comparisons
because remember we're Haiti ranked, right? I mean, Colombia is probably not too far behind. I think they got like 4 Humvees. Like, what was Haiti? Haiti was like 4 Humvees.
That nigga with a rock.
3 rocket launchers.
Haiti has 7 pistols, a rock.
Niggas in Haiti got guns, though. We're not equipped like the U.S. military, but
hey, Beyonce,
the
nigga walking around with a bag of rocks.
Niggas got guns in Haiti.
What's that, a 50 clip? Nah, nigga, it's a 60 clip. This shit heavy as hell.
Pebbles, the 60 pebble bag, nigga.
Nigga got slingshots and shit. Niggas
be sharpening their rocks up.
Hey, remember when we first decided to make this show name? Remember when we talked about the no nonsense? There's a lot of nonsense going on right now.
It's the irony of it.
But there's still a lot of nonsense right now going on. Like especially with the mask. You know, it's changing things. Like I had people talk about me today. Where was I at? It was a black store.
Oh, come on, black store.
I need more details than black store.
So is Fala's a Mexican store?
No. Fala's is just a poor people's store. It was just a poor people's store.
Is a black store like a beauty
gas station?
A beauty supply store?
Yeah, I think like a beauty supply. I think it was. But
that's Sally's?
That's fucked up. No, Sally's is not black.
No, but it was.
What the fuck
Korean
was
lady
I?
Owned it? Beauty Master. That's a black.
A Korean lady owned it?
I'm sorry. I was at the Dollar Tree.
That's a poor store. You are not a good person.
I was in a black neighborhood, so it was an all black store, right?
Right.
And everybody had masks on.
Right.
Except for me.
Okay.
And I could hear people like whispering, talking shit.
What
the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I mean? Like,
but why are they scared? If they all got masks, they just should be protected.
But this is the new age, right? There's always been fucking alliances and fucking gangs, right? And the new gang is the fucking mask and the unmasked, right? Like, mm-hmm. Where are you at, French Reggie? I already know where Beyonce at, so that's why I don't need to ask him. But where are you at? Are you a mask or unmasked gang?
I'm no mask.
Future mask off.
I don't wear no mask.
Okay, so I think it's...
Ever is what we're asking.
Yeah, the only time I wear a mask is when I go to the hospital with my dad.
I'm going to tell you...
Because they force you to.
That's the only time I wear it.
The times that I had to put on one was when I was forced. And it was just recently, I had to put one on one. So... Sam's.
Oh, they force you at Sam's?
Yeah, Costco. So,
but not Walmart.
That's interesting. Because Walmart is the broke nigga shit. Sam's is...
Hey, Target, they don't force you either. Hey, did you guys see that article that I posted about the motherfucking hairstylist, right?
Yeah, who 91 people.
91 people over a week. She was sick.
The white lady.
She was doing hair and fucking taking care of people. Got everyone sick. But the point is, everybody had to wear a mask. So you had to have a mask on to come in there. She wore a mask.
But nobody's going to die, though.
But it doesn't make a difference. You know, you still got sick. That's why...
And they probably got other people sick.
That's why I don't understand this whole mask thing right now, because everybody's out here faking the funk.
Dr. Fauci said you don't have to wear a mask.
Man, hold on.
Fauci, whatever his name is. Fauci? What is his name? Dr. Fauci.
Fauci.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could say that sound. That's why I didn't want to do it.
Fauci?
I wasn't sure you could say Fauci, so I didn't want to like force you to, you know what I'm saying? Some sounds you can't make.
GR, like the GR shit.
H.
C-H. E, fuck up.
Here, today I went, hey, you know what's funny, man? It's not just toilet paper that's gone.
What's gone?
Underwear.
Really?
Yeah, man. I went to Marshall's today. I went to Target today.
Were there lines?
That's probably on the black side of town.
There's no underwear in that motherfucker. No t-shirts, no underwear,
that's
no nothing.
That's all I've been seeing in them.
It's some socks, but here's the thing, right? I was in Marshall's, and they have one-way traffic in Marshall's on the floor.
That's stupid, right?
Very stupid. But here's the thing, right? Yeah. I was walking up one of the crossways, because I refuse to do that one-way shit, and I see people coming kind of my direction, and I feel like I got to sneeze. But I just came through like the cologne area, so I knew why I had to sneeze, but I was looking at them like, these motherfuckers about to judge the shit out of me. I pushed my fingers down on my nose to keep it from
making the noise.
Keep me from sneezing, period.
I'd have sneezed just cause.
They would have put me out. I could just look at their faces, what kind of people they were. They would have put me the fuck out if I had sneezed in Marshall's.
I hurried up and got up out of that fucking Dollar Tree because these niggas seemed like they were getting aggressive. You know how black people can get sometimes, especially if they feel threatened, right? You know what I mean? And they might have viewed me as some sort of threat, you know, through the hysteria, but all like, listen, this motherfucker don't got a mask on. He could fuck us all up.
Putting a seatbelt on actually will save your life because it's holding you to the car.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
So as long as the car stays okay, right. you'll be okay.
That's right.
I don't understand how a mask prevents this.
You want to hear the
logic? There are too many ways to cross-contaminate. There are too many ways.
Somebody sent me a meme, whatever the fuck it is, that tried to depict the logic, right? Saying that if, you know, someone peed on you,
right,
you know, and you didn't have any pants on, your legs are going to get all fucked up, right? Like all, you just saturated with pee. However, if you had pants on, some of the pee would get on you, but not as much as if you had no pants on.
But the virus is not a liquid.
Hold on. Then, if this nigga has pants on too, then, and he tries to pee, then there's very little, if he has, like, I guess pants being the mask.
Unless you're touching his pants.
If he has pants on too, there's very little that's going to get on you pee between his pants, through your pants to your skin. There, that's why a mask is better than no mask. And I'm like, you fucking idiots. I mean, that's just too much. No, I understand the logic, what you're saying, yeah, but fucking, we're not talking about urine. We're talking about a microscopic virus. And
my problem too with the mask, it's not even because they're wearing a mask, they're wearing it wrong. You're supposed to change that shit every time. Man. If you keep the same mask, and even if you got an N95, once you go back to your crib, you have to throw that mask away and put a new mask. You can't keep that same mask and expect to be safe from the virus. That's the biggest problem with the mask. It's not even because they're wearing it. It's just wearing it wrong.
Motherfuckers, if your mask says Atlanta Falcons,
if your
Gucci,
mask doesn't cover your nose.
Oh, I hate that.
What the fuck is the point?
A lot of people are putting this shit under their nose.
They got kids. Like, they got it on their kids, and the kids are underneath the nose.
The chin.
And
the kids don't fit. Chin.
Some of them don't even fit. Some of them motherfuckers don't, the mask that right, I've been saying.
Tiny
people,
little bitty ass.
It's like this. Slippity ass mask that they made, and I'm like, it's like what the homemade mask and shit, and I'm like, this shit don't even fit you, and I'm like, this is some bullshit, because I was at Lowe's today, and I was looking at these motherfuckers walking. I'm like, half these masks don't even fit you motherfuckers that's walking around with masks on.
I saw a dude posted up underneath a tent in front of a Kroger, said N95 mask, right? Like he had to plug, he had a table and a fucking tarp, and he was ready to fucking sell. I don't, man, fuck your mask. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I hate to say that, but I don't, do I wear a mask during flu season? Has anyone ever walked around with a mask during flu season?
Nope.
We've seen other countries do it. Right.
Mostly for the air. That's why, when I was in China, they mostly wear the mask because of the pollution, not because of like virus and shit.
But then it's people that's sitting in their own fucking car and they driving around with masks.
Oh, no, those people are jackasses.
I just saw several Asians on my way to the show.
Asians.
I see blacks. But I'm talking about Asians right now. Look, this motherfucker, she had the clear mask on. It's funny that they have a mask
like
on.
Like the welder mask?
Well, they made these, like with that little paper that you used to put on the projector. They making this shit right now. And like she had one, like she made it, and then she had the mask on her face. I'm like, but you're in the car. You don't need all that shit.
I saw somebody the other day with gloves in the car driving still, and I'm like, see, this is the dumb shit that I don't understand.
And they're
like,
wearing it wrong. That's what I'm saying.
If you go in and you touch every fucking thing, and then you get in your car and you get touch every fucking thing, and you touch everything that you fucking put in your fucking basket, and then you touch everything, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I mean, you're doing the same thing as me not wearing gloves.
I know people when they buy their shit from the store, and when they get home, they sit the bags by the door, they wipe every fucking thing down that came from the shit.
I'm not gonna lie.
They sprayed and wiped everything down before they did it.
Full disclosure, I've gone back and forth on this shit, right? And at one point, they did have me thinking that I needed to do shit like that. But since I'm still looking at a fucking less than 2% mortality rate, I'm like, you can kiss my ass. I'll take my chances just like I do every fucking year with the flu and everything else that fucking is out there that can fucking get us.
Me walking around with no mask on and shit like that, and I'm starting to see a lot more people that are walking around with no mask because people are like this. They're like, the more and more being locked down, like, it's like, they're being locked down, forced to be locked down. It's like being in jail, but not being in jail, right? Like, and so, they're going crazy as fuck. So people are like, fuck it. You know,
And it's Memorial Day weekend. Yep. Like, I looked at some videos of people out in California.
At the beach?
We don't have a beach in Sacramento, but we got a river, and motherfuckers are out on their boats. Uh-oh.
Speaking of Sacramento, we have a guest on the show. Odell, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's going on? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, I'm just out here burning up, man. It's hot out here in Cali.
We actually are talking about the...
Was it like 100 and what?
Ooh, let's see. Let me check. I know earlier this morning it was like 90 degrees.
See,
what the fuck? No.
That's why I don't understand.
Right now it is 90. It is 97 right now.
Okay. And that's why, you know, being out here, my wife still talks, oh, it's hot. I'm like, you must have forgot about Cali hot. Like when it wakes you up at like 8 o'clock in the morning at 95 degrees and shit because you don't have the air on. Like that shit's hot.
Did y'all notice? Feel the air? Did y'all notice?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I felt that shit.
It does feel very, very nice.
So, yeah, man, we're talking about the rise of the mask gang versus the non-mask gang right now, OD. And how, are you a mask or non-mask gang?
Nah, so like, I don't wear the mask. So I just did a trip with my brother across the country. And, you know, in certain places, they make you wear it. You know, like, right. We was in New Mexico, you know, and like by the Native American, you know, reservations, they make you wear them things. So, you know, but for me, like, man, I just keep my immune system up, you know, make sure, you know, I eat the right stuff, drink the right stuff. And I feel like for me and mine, man, we good. You know, we don't need no masks around here looking like we some criminals.
Hold up, though. But I do feel like I reserve the right to just rock a mask whenever because everybody is. And I do like the fact that that is kind of a normal now. Like I could walk into a bank with a mask on.
Right.
No, and not be harassed.
What's crazy is I go to the gun store. And I'm in the gun store with a mask on. Like that seems insane to me.
Right.
Have y'all seen that show Watchmen?
Yes.
Then they forced everybody to wear cops.
I only watched about 2 minutes of it.
I think in that show, I've seen only different episodes. In that world, cops had to wear masks, so you could never see a cop.
But
face.
That's how they are in Mexico too, though.
Yeah, that makes sense.
In Mexico, they have to wear disguises because the cartel will fuck them up.
You don't want people if you're out there fucking causing havoc against the bad guy. You don't really want them to know who you are.
Yeah, I did not know that. I didn't know Mexico.
Yo, cartel
was like
is a different kind of shit, though.
No.
that's a different kind of thing.
Cartel is like its own army. Like, I mean, like, that's some shit. Like, they'll go to war with.
You know, they're trying to make it. They're trying to make it be a terrorist group now?
They're trying to make it. It's been terrorist
group. Yeah, but it's not considered that. It's not considered that.
So yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I know I read an article just recently that cartels are suffering from coronavirus.
Listen, that's my shit though, right?
Oh,
now.
Really?
Because they're losing money because people aren't buying drugs the way they used to.
I can't wait for the third one. Was it Sicario?
You said Sicario 2 is awful.
No. That shit is awesome. That shit is fucking. That shit is awesome.
Nah, I don't believe it.
No, it is.
Here we go. This dumb shit.
Benicio del Toro. That nigga, he's that dude, man. I'm telling you. But you have to understand the story. He's the fucking lawyer who his family had died, and it's kind of really about him.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that makes your recommendation good.
It's dope though, bro. I'm telling you, you got fucking. What's his name?
Who cares? Your recommendations are not good. You know what's funny though, y'all?
Hold up.
So look, you didn't recommend that.
Which one?
I called you and said, hey, have you seen Jexy? Like, oh, Jexy is funny.
No, bullshit.
Too late, man.
Bullshit. I had already recommended. You just weren't paying attention. Hey, Oil. Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Did you ever watch that that Running Scared I told you about?
I haven't got a chance to watch it yet.
It's good.
Like I said, I watched that trailer and I'm like, this trailer looks stupid as hell.
Running Scared. And it's with the late great what's his name?
Late great.
Don't call him great.
He wasn't great.
Don't call him great.
It's not Kevin Walker.
It's not Kevin Walker.
Kyle Walker.
It's something Walker.
I don't even know his name.
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker is not a great actor.
Not at all.
Oh yeah.
Come on, dude.
He was probably one of the greatest franchises.
Have you seen Into the Blue
franchise? I've seen that movie.
He's like budget Marky Mark. Good value
market.
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't even give him all that.
2006. He killed it in Running Scared though, man.
Okay.
Running Scared was actually okay. Yeah. It was real gritty.
Right. I like that.
So anyway, why you're here, Oil Dealer, is to fatten up this fat ass nigga sitting beside me here.
You better not lose.
So Jason, I need you to put some headphones on real quick, man. And I don't know if you know how we do this. I'm gonna ask you 5 questions. I hope that you would answer them kind of quickly. If you don't know, you don't know. All you have to do is just, you have to beat Jay Smooth by 1 point.
And most of the time, you won't know these. And you won't beat me, so good luck.
That's what Jay Smooth said. That's him saying that dumb shit.
Most people lose against me.
They do not.
They set you up to fail.
No, most people do not lose against him.
So don't be the first.
Jamie Mack lost 1 time.
And then
he lost by tie.
I know. You tie with him, you lose. So yes. I'm going to have to get him.
You got
to
do one better than him. He should have been ready, but he's not ready. So
he's not ready.
Because he used to cheat. We used to catch him cheating all the time.
All the time. He's a cheating ass nigga.
Man.
Hurry up, Smooth.
Come on, Smooth. Get it together, man.
Hey, though, so you said 97, but you in the Bay, right?
Nah, so I'm out here in Sac. We back out here in Sac. I think this week's supposed to be like 104.
Yeah, I saw the National Weather Service.
Because y'all by the water, it doesn't feel like 104.
Sac's by the water?
No, Sac's in the valley.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
No, Sacramento's in the valley. Yeah, there ain't no water. The only water is the river.
So that's really hot.
And... yeah, you ain't getting in that Sacramento River. That shit is nasty.
Nah, hey, though, man. Hey, they out there in them boats, though.
Fishing?
Man, we pulled in yesterday at like 7, 8 o'clock. They was having a big-ass party on the boat.
That's
like,
what I seen.
There was
no
social distancing at all out there. Like,
I seen the videos, man.
Wild.
I wish I was out there because I wouldn't be social distancing. I don't social distance anyway.
Mac, I'm about to buy a canoe, man.
I thought about that. Me and Aloe thought about that.
This is like $200, $250 at Dick's the other day.
American the Academy, they got them cheaper than that.
Did he go out?
No, I don't know, but because I could tell his shit was bleaking. I think he went outside. Okay. So here we go.
All right, here we go. D.
And let me just put this disclaimer. Right. This is my motherfucking kinfolk, so he better not fucking lose.
Right. All right. Okay, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Again, I'd like for you to give me a quick answer so I know that you're not cheating. We don't like cheaters.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, nah.
Who was the first African American to host a TV show? And I'll tell you, it was his TV show.
The first African American to host a TV show. Ooh, I want to say Soul Train, like a talk show, or what kind of
their
TV
own show?
We're talking about
just the host of a show.
Damn.
He said their own show.
Damn.
I gave you a hint. It's his show.
Yeah.
His show.
So it wouldn't be Soul Train.
His show. Okay, his show.
You can pass and come back.
Yeah, let me pass. Yeah, let me come back.
All right. What movie featured the fictional band, the Soggy Bottom Boys?
The Soggy Bottom? What the hell?
That's my fucking movie.
That movie's great, man. That's a great fucking movie.
See, what are you talking about? Why are you
this
man?
That's
my shit right there, too.
If you don't know, you don't know, man.
Yeah.
If you don't know, you don't know. Yeah.
What kind of animals? What kind of animals are Pinky and the Brain?
Pinky and the Brain. Oh, they're rats.
Okay. Which Australian animal has unique fingerprints? Meaning each one of them has different fingerprints.
You said which Australian animal has unique fingerprints?
Yes.
You could just guess how many Australian animals you have, like you know.
Just guess what you know.
Think about it, like, a kangaroo? Like, that's the only one I think about.
Who was the first to play the role of James Bond in the series of films? So who was the first James Bond?
I don't know why I want to say Sean Connery, but I don't think that's it.
You got to give me an answer.
You got a better answer than that?
If that's one you think, man, you got
to
go with
that. I'm going to have to go with that. That's right. The first one that pops in my head.
Who is the first African American to host a TV show?
Come on.
Just give it to me quick. If you don't know, you don't know.
TV show.
French, go get Smooth.
Shit, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that one, man. Right, dang, cool. I didn't do good on this.
No, you didn't, man. But you still have a shot, though.
Yeah, you still have a shot because you tried a couple of them. You tried a couple of them. So
I do have to bring up the fact that French Reggie drank out of this.
Hey, would you call that drink?
No. I don't know what he did, but I know he opened it and he put it to his lips.
I think he just got a little of the fumes. He got some of the fumes out of it.
He used it like lip balm. He just rubbed his lips on it. Did you actually drink any of that, bro?
Yeah, I drank a little bit. I need a better chaser than water.
Hold on. Right. Look,
water's not a chaser.
Compare his to the unopened one.
yeah. That's what I'm saying. I need a better chaser than water.
A little nibble.
How
many did you get, man?
A hamster with that little ball stuck in the bottom of that tube.
You got a good chaser. So if I had a chaser like yours, I would have mixed it with it and I would have been done drinking.
Water is not a chaser.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, how many did you get right?
He's not going to tell you anything.
Come on, man.
All right, here we go, Jason. You ready?
You got to know all that shit, Jason.
Put your phone down, man.
Yeah.
Put your phone down. Okay. Who was the first African American to host a TV show? And I'll tell you that it was named them. It was their show. Like, they're the host, but the show's named after them. First African American.
Say that question again.
Who was the first African American to host a TV show?
First African American to host.
Host?
Yes, host.
Host the TV, whether
it be a dad. Hold on,
let me see. It's named after them.
Come on, the show is their show. Their name is the show.
It ain't Don Cornelius. Let's say the Cosbys.
Okay. What movie featured the fictional band the Soggy Bottom Boys?
What movie?
Uh-huh. Yes, featured the fictional band the Soggy Bottom Boys.
What movie? It ain't La Bamba. the Soggy Bottom. I don't know. Hey, okay.
Come on, next.
What kind of animals are Pinky and the Brain?
Oh, Pinky and the Brain. What kind of animals? Pinky is a fucking Pinky. Hold on, the platypus is in that Pinky and the Brain. Pinky and the Brain. Sure. Hold on, let me see. Hold on. Yep. I know, Brain. We're gonna take over the fucking world. yes, Brain. What the fuck kind of animal these bitches are? No, that's Phineas and Ferb. They got the platypus.
That's Perry.
That you know Phineas and Ferb. That's why you're a good dad.
Yeah. Keep saying that platypus.
Hey, look, that's the platypus on that.
Pinky and the Perry.
Brain.
Come on, man.
Come on. Hey, come back to that. Okay, I know that shit.
Which Australian animal has unique fingerprints?
So each animal has its own fingerprint.
Right, like humans. How they have, you have a fingerprint, I have a fingerprint. Which Australian animal has a unique fingerprint?
I don't know, a fucking koala. I don't know.
All right, who was the first to play the role of James Bond in a series of films?
The first? You know, I don't know, actors. What's the white dude name?
They're all white.
I don't know fucking actors' names.
It doesn't hurt you to guess.
Do you know any of the Bond's names?
I don't know none of them names. I don't know.
Okay.
What
kind of animals are Pinky and the Brain?
Pinky and the Brain.
Just remember how they look in the picture.
Come on. I can't even remember how the fuck they look.
Give me an answer, man. We got to go.
Pinky and the Brain.
That's not going to
do
these
motherfuckers, they not cats.
I would have got three.
They're not cats. Are they dogs?
You don't remember
Come on,
how
bro.
They look?
Say
you got 3 seconds.
Say
three,
animal, nigga.
Two.
Let's say fucking...
Just say something.
A dog.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Damn, I would have got three.
Hold on. You said you would have got how many?
Probably two or three.
No, you don't. Do you know? Because you said three. Now you're kind of backing off. Well, how many would you have got?
I'm going to say three.
Okay. I think I got them all right.
You got them all right.
I think.
Damn. Yeah. I got a French Reg right then. Okay. So let's go through. Jamie Mack, you can answer the question and we'll say, who was the first African American to host their own TV show?
I'm going
to
just jump out there and say Arsenio Hall, just as a wild thing.
Arsenio Hall as well.
I knew that shit.
That's a great guess, but it's wrong.
No, it might be Harry Belafonte, but.
Nat King Cole.
Okay.
Nat King Cole had the Nat King Cole show.
That's right.
That was the first one.
No, I was
the
same. Senior Hall.
That was a tough one, though. Yeah. I didn't expect anybody to get that one.
But what did you say? You said Bill Cosby.
I said Bill Cosby.
That's it.
He said the Cosbys.
Yeah, he did say the Cosbys.
That's not even that nigga's name. That's his last name.
Anyway. Yeah, but I said, ain't Don Cornelius. I said, this nigga didn't win Soul Train. I said, ain't him.
All right, next.
Okay, so Jamie Mack, I think I'll get this one. What movie featured the fictional band, the Soggy Bottom Boys?
I don't know that one.
Oh, Brother, We're Out Thou.
Great fucking movie.
It is.
Great fucking movie.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother, We're Out There. It's got who's the guy in it? George Clooney.
George Clooney.
John Tarantino. John, you know what I'm saying?
No. I don't watch shit like that.
The racist dude from Do the Right Thing.
Right. I can't remember. Sal's son, yeah. What kind of animals are Pinky in the Brain?
Mice.
And I
watched
it. I just remember from the picture.
I couldn't even remember what the fuck they look like, so, but I used to watch the show.
So here's the question then. Do we give him credit because rat, that's a lab rat, lab mice.
He said dog.
No. Oil dealer said.
What is there, a rat?
No!
Yes.
No, fuck that.
How can you tell the difference?
Hold on. We got to vote, Jay Smooth. You're not part of this.
I'll give him credit.
Now, and to be clear, one is Pinky is a mouse. Pinky's the brain is
mice.
The mouse.
They're
no.
both mice.
No,
both
look
mice.
At his tail. You got to understand the tail.
They're both mice.
The tail.
No, they're both four mice.
I get it, but the writer says they're fucking mice.
Okay.
Thing, right?
Okay.
So then they're mice, not rats.
Yeah, but
same thing.
No.
Same
fuck
thing.
That.
Lab
no,
rat.
It's not.
It's a lab rat.
No, you
don't hear about lab mice.
You do hear about lab mice.
But what's more prevalent? Lab rat.
Yeah, that's the name.
Lab rat.
That's the name we
that's
know.
That's bullshit. Y'all giving it.
It's a rat. You
so
got
gonna, y'all gonna
you
let him
point.
Win? Y'all supposed to be down for me, nigga. That's the show.
It's fair.
This show. You got to stick with me. All
right. So which
you didn't get that dog?
Which Australian has a unique fingerprint? Which Australian animal has a finger? It's fucking koala.
I would have said koala.
Jay Smooth guessed that shit, but it actually was koala.
I would have said a koala.
Kangaroos don't got fingerprints.
Koala.
It actually was.
That's why I said ordeal. I'm like, how many? I mean, I guess you only know kangaroos, but I'm
most
like,
most niggas that say kangaroo.
No,
but they don't have fingerprints. Yeah.
They just have hoofs. If you're thinking about an Australian animal, most people are gonna say kangaroo.
I like koalas, and I know them motherfuckers who's known.
Hold on,
over
you
there.
Like koalas?
Yeah, I used to always say I wanted a koala for a pet.
You know they're like severely ferocious.
Yeah, they are. Yep, I heard about that. Because like watching that shit, the Tiger King or whatever shit.
Oh yeah,
and you know how motherfuckers want exotic animal. I'm like, I always want a koala, but I heard them motherfuckers ain't no. You can't have them as a pet,
yes, because
they fucked up. That bullshit they be holding, that's some bullshit. I'm like, no.
So the score is 1-1. Are we getting credit for the right?
It's 1-1.
Okay, so then who was the first to play the role of James Bond in a series of films? I'm gonna tell you like this. Here's what we're gonna do. If you guess one, Jay Smooth, if you can guess right now, you only get 1 second to guess a nigga name right now who was the first person to play James Bond. I'm gonna tell you like this. Oil Dealer got it. So if you can guess right now, you can tie him if you get it right. First person to play James Bond in the series. Now. You got to go now.
I know you don't do actors. Come on.
I don't do actors, okay, but I know the motherfucker.
Sean Connery. Sean Connery was the first person to play. Yeah. Sean Connery will smack a bitch, too.
To this day.
And say, and tell you, really, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, under certain circumstances.
You gotta smack him sometimes.
That is the coldest video I ever saw.
So if he didn't get the rat, it would have been tied 1-1, right?
He got it.
Yeah, he
but
got
I
it.
Said he got. Yeah, I gave it to him.
No, he so got it. We all agreed that rat and mice.
It's okay. I notice every time we do this shit. No. I want y'all to take note of this. Every time y'all have to vote, nigga, it always never go in my favor.
That's not true.
It always never go in my favor.
And
watch this shit. Every time y'all do me like this, so you motherfuckers purposely want me to lose because if it had tied, I won.
Listen,
if it tied,
I give you. One opportunity. Check this out. If you think that you could walk into a lab and tell the difference between a rat and a mouse,
a mouse is fucking smaller.
That's not true.
See?
No, that's not always big. True.
What if it's a baby rat?
Like, have you seen the ones in New York?
these were mice. Clearly, the author say they were mice.
A rat,
But the niggas on the No Nonsense show said it's a rat.
A rat.
And we're going to get my man from Cali.
A rat will get bigger in its full size.
So why did y'all give him that?
Because it's a cartoon, first of all.
I don't give a fuck. The person who created him said it's a mouse. You know what I'm saying? And then y'all won't give me this shit. This is some bullshit. I think y'all purposely out to make me seem like y'all really fatten me up and shit.
Absolutely, we are. But if it were the other way around, you would want that. You wouldn't want that.
I wouldn't want that shit. I want to win my shit out fair and square.
He didn't get koala though.
What did he say? A kangaroo. He said a kangaroo.
Listen.
Dumb goddamn small ass T-Rex arm. That nigga ain't got no print on them bitches. What kind of animal you said in Australia?
It said that a mature mouse is hard to differentiate from a baby rat. So it's like
the only way you can really tell is the tail.
Yep.
That's the only way you can really tell. But they're cartoons, so if somebody's looking at them.
Y'all will give. I'm going to tell you something, oil. If that's what they call them. Y'all call them oil. So look, I don't know fucking actors at all. So I was like,
Pinky the Brain isn't an actor, no, they're cartoons.
Yeah, they're cartoons. But you said pick a name, and I know the song. If you say, can you give me credit for singing the song? Pinky in the Brain,
Brain. Yeah, what does that mean?
Hey, we're taking over the world, Brain. Like, you couldn't give me no credit, but you told
no.
me.
No.
I knew the song.
Y'all look, the Little Mermaid, what kind of animal is she?
The Little Mermaid?
Yeah, what kind of animal is she?
She's a mermaid.
That's not an animal.
She's a fish. She's a fish, right?
She's a fish? What?
She's a girl.
It's a woman. Her name's Ariel.
She's part fish, part...
I thought she's part fish and part human, right?
At the end of the movie, where she was a full human. She had legs.
Huh?
At the end of the movie, she had legs.
What else did she have, Reggie? What were between those legs? Come on, Reggie. She's a full human. What was she have between those legs? You can say it. You feel bad saying that Eric had a vagina?
Nah.
A little pervy.
Would you hit Nessie grew up?
Hey, it was a beautiful drawing.
It was a beautiful drawing.
Not as good as what's the one about fucking the Roger Rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit, yeah.
Yo, have you seen Marge Simpson getting fucked? Who? On Pornhub?
I've seen it.
What
seen,
is that?
Maybe.
Who getting fucked? Jamie Megan watched that shit. Marge Simpson getting fucked.
Hold like, up, though.
They got like a thick ass fine Marge Simpson getting fucked on Pornhub.
Full disclosure, right? Yeah. Mark Simpson? The only reason I seen any of this shit is because I busted my son, right? And he was watching this shit, right? And then so I'm like, dude, let me see the tablet. And then so I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, hold up. Don't touch nothing. What's going on, right? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're supposed to be asleep and you acted as fake sleep, but I see the shit glowing underneath the bed, underneath the fucking cover. So I take it. I'm like, okay.
So you didn't.
And it's animated fucking porn. It was fucking Marge. I saw fucking Marge. I saw all kind of, like, they got, I mean,
weird,
the
man.
Fucking Family Guy wife was getting it. You know what I mean? He has
so
some fucking.
So how long to take a nut?
So hold up. So I'm watching this, right? And I'm like, hold up. Do you only watch animated, bro?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, it just happens to be what just came on. He's like, I watch real and animated. Like, it goes back and forth. And
why
I'm
are
like,
you cock blocking?
No, I just didn't know. To me, that never was a thing.
Did like, you sanitize the tablet?
Yeah, I did. I wiped that. After I was done.
Hey, look, oil dealer, man. We appreciate you coming here smashing Jay Smooth in his mouth. We appreciate it, man.
Hey, that's, hey, you know what? Every time, hey, look, I want to, hey, full disclosure, I always let the first contenders win. Hey, if this your first time, second time, I'm going to hit middle age. You know what I'm saying? It happens like that.
What did he say? I don't know.
Every time somebody go against me the first time they compete again, I let them win because you got to let them
come
back.
No, the word, humiliate?
What is it? I'm going to humiliate them.
Hey, man, appreciate you taking the time out your day, man. Have a good rest of your day, man.
All right, you stay safe with the mask out there.
All right, OD.
Oh, wow. So, Jay Smooth, you're...
Y'all motherfuckers, y'all like shit.
No, you agree with...
Y'all supposed to be with...
If it was the other way around, you agree with our judgment.
Nope, I want y'all to be fair with me.
That is
even though, no, I knew y'all wouldn't be fair with me.
That
y'all wouldn't give me shit. Y'all I want y'all to know it's French. Watch how this shit go, that they gonna always give the challenger motherfucker just credit.
Hey, it was an away game.
They've given you credit and shit. Jay Mack has gotten credit. I don't never get no credit. Nigga, I could have got credit for singing a song. You know what I'm saying?
No, that wasn't the question.
Man,
Sing Fern Gully.
What's that?
Sing it.
That's the song from Fern Gully. You don't know Fern Gully?
I've never heard that.
Sing what Land about Before Time.
Land Before Time? No.
Sing the Iron Giant. You don't know any of these damn songs, nigga.
What the fuck is these songs y'all got?
Sing DuckTales.
Sing James and the Giant Peach.
DuckTales. Ooh. Talk about that.
Hey, come on. Come on. You was halfway there.
Hey, DuckTales.
You would know the ooh. You would know that one. DuckTales. You know that melody.
So you just put the name in the ooh. DuckTales. I ain't sung that shit in a long time.
What about the Animaniacs?
Animaniacs. How does that go?
If I told you, then it...
Let me see, Jimmy, how it go?
Nope, don't sing it.
I don't know that one. I don't know that one.
That's done. You're done. You lost.
Fuck.
Fair and square, man.
That's some bullshit.
The judges...
You know what we should do?
Instead of saying you don't do actors, you should just say, I don't do knowledge.
No, nigga, I don't do actors, nigga.
I'm just trying to give you a bigger umbrella.
Nigga, I don't know actors' name, actors and actresses. I don't know that.
Do you want this excuse or not?
I don't pay attention to that shit like that. And it's like, how you guys say you watch porn and y'all know actors and actresses and shit like that. I don't, and then when you talk about movies, oh, Juliet such and such was in that movie. Nigga, I don't know. The blonde bitch or the dude with the bald head. Or whatever the fuck.
You know, Julia Roberts or
y'all be knowing like she played. Nigga, I don't know that shit.
Romeo and nigga, like who know anyway?
And I'm like, and it's a couple of the James Bond people.
You don't know Sean Connery. You know Sean Connery.
So look, watch this. J-Mac, watch this. Give me. I want you to do this, and I'm gonna tell you. Uh-huh. I don't know their names, but I can picture their face. And if I hear the names, I could probably say. If you were to say James Bond movie, and you gave me one person out of that, but five different names. I tell you,
how about this? Give him the first name, you give the last name. So Sean.
Connery.
Roger.
Goodell.
Pierce.
It ends with men. It ends with men. Just think about a last name.
Pierce.
No, Timothy.
And hold on, Pierce was your guy. I'm going to just tell you.
That was the James Bond of the
era. That was your James Bond.
Yeah. Did he say Roger Goodell?
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan. Oh shit.
That was your
James
Bond.
So hold on, stand by. So stand by. French Reggie said it ended with men. I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about until he just said Brosnan. And I was like, oh, okay.
why do you use that?
Ends in men. Like,
I didn't think he could say none. I thought maybe he couldn't pronounce none.
What's another one, J-Mac?
Timothy.
What's the new guy? The last guy?
Roger. Craig. Craig.
Craig Daniels, I think.
Craig Daniels.
Yeah. The next one might
actually
be
like
Idris Elba.
Yeah, I heard that one.
So they said they're not gonna let
Nigga, you don't know.
He's still British. You can play him.
Do you think British people like
dude. It's a black dude, right. And they letting a black man.
They never said James Bond was black or white. They just say he was a British guy. He's a British spy.
Let me know when that movie's made, bro. I'll be waiting for it.
They let the black girl play Annie. They always said white
girl. And they had a black stormtrooper, so I think anything is possible.
Yeah.
You see how they lost their mind with the black stormtrooper?
They did. White folks went crazy. White nerds.
Hold up.
When you get white nerds pissed off.
And the thing about it, a stormtrooper is like the fucking pawn of the fucking, like, the empire.
Right. They just die. All they do is die.
Why are you mad at the black nigga is this dude? Like, I mean, damn, he's not like the emperor.
But to be fair, he's the only stormtrooper that decided to go outside and like.
He did. He was a rebellion.
Yeah.
He joined the rebellion.
Yeah.
And it worked. But anyways, why you act like you know some shit about that?
About what?
About Star Wars.
I do know stuff about Star
what
Wars.
What do you know about Star Wars?
No, I was a little kid. I'm talking about little, like my mom had.
What you're talking about, though?
We were poor.
It's not little.
We were poor. No. Are you kidding? Star Wars was I was five.
The black stormtrooper, you was an adult-ass nigga when that happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw it on YouTube.
Okay.
That people had lost their fucking mind. Like, who the hell would believe that in the galaxy a long time far, far away would be a fucking black guy? It's just, like, they were really upset.
Yeah, black guys, I believe there'll probably be black people there than they're whites.
But you can't even see the goddamn person under the mask.
You can't him the one because he takes the mask off at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't just the new stormtrooper.
He's like sweating and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Other stormtroopers, they didn't never.
Hey, nigga was hot.
He was hot.
The white people keep their shit on. They're like, fuck it, we just gonna play this part.
Anyway. Hey, let me ask you a question, man.
Pierce Brosnan.
Like,
he's like, and it ends in man. I'm like, what?
And the thing about it is, don't ever lose that. The fact that you were so confident, that it ended in man just threw him all the fuck the way off.
He didn't know anyway.
But he would have never gotten it right.
He could have said Pierce Brosnan, and he would have been like, okay, yeah, I don't know him.
Yeah, I don't even know who the fuck that.
You don't know Pierce Brosnan or Brosman.
You know him. It's the James Bond that you know.
I know. You ever seen Miss Doubtfire?
Have you seen Mamma Mia? Wasn't he the boyfriend of Mamma Mia?
Hold on, who saw that?
Said Mamma Mia.
Who saw that? You remember Miss Doubtfire? Remember the boyfriend who was trying to get with him and he made him choke and shit? He had to put the Heimlich on him and stuff.
And then he was at the pool talking shit. You know what I mean?
I don't even remember. You seen Parent Trap? Like he was the dad in Parent Trap.
What? Who saw Parent Trap?
What else do you
remember shit like this?
What else do you know from Pierce Brosnan?
He was on a TV show. That's where he got started. I can't remember what TV show it was.
Was it Heart to Heart?
Heart to Heart, yeah. Yeah. What else? What else?
See, y'all be knowing too much shit like that, nigga.
You didn't fucking watch Heart to Heart, my nigga?
I'm going to start paying attention. I'm going to start paying a lot more attention to shit like that.
You got a lot of work to catch
up to. What were you doing as a kid? You didn't watch Heart to Heart?
What do you do now? What do you do?
Nigga, I be listening to a motherfucking movie for just the soundtracks and just like action, shit like that. Like, you niggas, y'all into the movies like, this about to be a motherfucker. You going to write a paper and shit. You going to be in the talk. J-Man, honestly, I don't even watch movies like you. You niggas approach movies different. Way different than I do. I do this shit for entertainment.
Jim Mack.
Purely entertainment.
Have you heard that new Drake song in the Fast and the Furious movie? That shit is great.
I've never heard someone say.
But have you ever heard somebody say he watch football for the uniforms?
No.
For the outfits.
He does. No,
for the outfits.
Like this is pure entertainment. That's why y'all niggas be educated after y'all come out.
Yes.
Like, yo, Pierce Brosnan.
Who is your
name?
Who is your favorite actor, Jason Moon?
Favorite actor?
Yeah,
he's gonna say something very cliche.
No, I just want to know what he thinks his favorite actor is. Because he's probably never even thought about this. Who's a great actor that you just like? You like seeing their movies?
Nobody.
I like Whatchacallit in the movie. What's the dude name?
Say a name besides Whatchacallit. We probably know it.
Denzel.
Don't say Denzel, but
I was gonna say I like watching my man at like Triple X guy. You know,
Vin Diesel.
Hold on, time out.
He only played in three movies.
Stop. That's his favorite guy.
He played more than three movies.
Bro, are you talking about? He was part of the whole franchise. You understand?
Okay,
right?
Yeah, I know, but that's one movie.
No, but that's his favorite franchise too.
And he was in Point Black or Point Break. What was the name of the movie?
He had a babysitter movie too.
What was the one? The very first.
I like Clint Eastwood,
where the things came in dark.
Oh, Pitch Black.
That shit was crazy. Black was hard.
In the Chronicles of Riddick.
No, stop it. Pitch Black. That was the beginning and the end of his career.
Hold on,
part two, Chronicles of Riddick, or whatever.
Come on, man.
Like Thor.
Have you forgotten about A Man Apart?
A Man Apart. What is that?
That was when he was with fucking what's the O-Dub from Menace to Society. What's his name?
Lorenz Tate. That wasn't good.
And they were fucking FBI agents, and his wife got killed, and he was after the cartel.
I had to check that out. No, there was another good movie he was in, though. So it was Pitch Black. The second one was where he played a mobster, and he went to court. Did you ever see that
one? Oh, yeah. No, that was good.
That was pretty good. I was surprised that he had another layer.
He's got some shit on Soul Player right now where he gets special powers I couldn't get
into. Yeah.
I couldn't get into it.
I've seen that. Nope,
couldn't it.
Vin Diesel's not a... Is that you talking about Vin Diesel, right?
Nah. Triple X, though. I ain't going to lie. When Triple X first came out, I bought that.
Wasn't Ice Cube in it?
No. He was the second.
He was the first. He was the second one.
The second.
So it was Vin, Ice, Vin?
No, you're right. Yep, because then he came back. They brought him back.
Gay.
Yeah.
So you didn't like Ice Cube's version of Triple X?
Not at all.
You did?
It was cool. I just like it.
Vin Diesel is your favorite actor?
I mean, that's one. I like him. I don't know if he's my favorite actor. Muscular. I have to think about it.
Who's your favorite actress?
You said Clint Eastwood, too.
he said Clint Eastwood.
No, he didn't.
No, can we go back? Did you say Clint Eastwood?
I like Clint Eastwood.
What movies of Clint Eastwood do you like?
The Mule.
The Mule was pretty good.
What about The Good, that's the Bad, and the Ugly?
What up? Stop. That's 2000.
I like him. 18, 19. I like him in the movie where he was in the military, where he played with the
Heartbreak Ridge.
Heartbreak Ridge with the black guy. With the black guy that was in Breaking back in the day or whatever the fuck.
No,
Mario Van
Peebles.
Mario Van Peebles. He was in New Jack City.
Right.
He was in New Jack City.
So that was good.
So you like two Clint Eastwood movies.
What about the real Clint Eastwood movies?
Right.
Clint Eastwood,
go ahead and make my day, punk.
What's that character's even name? What's his name?
What the fuck was his name? I can't remember.
How's that your favorite?
I didn't say favorite. I said people that I like.
Okay.
That I think are good actors.
Favorite actress?
Angelina Jolie.
Why? Because she fine?
I like that motherfucker.
Is she?
Yeah, she is fine.
I mean, come on. That doesn't make someone fine. There's a lot of people you fuck that ain't fine. You know you fucked a non.
Of course, but
most of the people you fuck probably aren't fine.
Nah, I think they're fine.
What percentage of your ratio? Because we're at like in the 30s, so you got to think mathematically. What percentage of that 30 something is fine?
85.
That's a high percentage.
Yeah. That's like 20. That's a high 20.
That's a 15% margin error.
That's only like eight ducks. That's like seven, six ducks, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on.
Listen, let me ask you a question. Say you had I'm going to call it a deal breaker STD. And what I mean by deal breaker is that there's no cure for it, right? Like there's no, once you get it, ain't no going back.
So the H's.
And so, is that what, has other class, the H's?
Never heard that. HIV, herpes, HPV.
Never heard that. That's some young people shit, I guess.
So what about warts?
Isn't it HPV? Same thing?
Yeah.
General warts?
Yeah. General warts is HPV?
I think so.
Because he's And I love when he is right behind you. He does.
I'm saying I don't know.
He's like, yeah. Go ahead and look that up, bro.
It's another one.
I don't know if that's the same thing, right?
I think HPV does show up in warts, as warts. I'm not sure, though. But
I thought HPV was like cancer, like pre-cancer.
What is that? How could that still not be warts? Because cancer is usually a growth of tumor of some kind. And a wart would be a tumor, wouldn't it?
I don't know if a wart's a tumor.
Really? A tumor is just a growth.
General warts are common sexual transmitted infection caused by the human papilloma.
No. Start over. Start that word over, please. Right. The human what?
Human papilloma virus.
What?
Papilloma virus.
This nigga said human. He said human.
I was impressed because I didn't know he could do that.
I didn't know he could say human either.
Papilloma virus.
Papilloma.
Papilloma virus.
Yeah, human papilloma virus. So yes.
Okay.
HPV is general warts.
Okay.
So that's a funny name. More than 3 million U.S. cases per year.
Oh shit.
Per year. We didn't shut the country down for that.
Yeah.
Why did we shut the country down for that?
That's 3 million motherfuckers
per year.
They should have masks on your dick.
You should have.
They should come up with a mask for your dick.
But this is the thing, right? They do. It's called condoms.
No, ain't no.
That is the mask.
Hold up, though. And the thing about it is, right? People are more adamant about these fake ass masks than they have ever been about wearing condoms.
Right.
Fucking HIV came out. Niggas was still not wrapping shit up. They didn't give a fuck. Like,
still fucking.
But let somebody sneeze now. Niggas got to have a mask on. But anyways, so if you had
One of the H's,
I guess. Damn, I didn't know it ran like that. It's coincidental.
Well, those motherfuckers figure they're going to get something in their life, so they just got to make it like a household name. You know what I'm saying?
If you had that, right?
Yeah.
And you're out there and you're single, how do you introduce that to a potential sex partner? I mean, I'm just asking because the thought came across my mind.
Right.
I don't know.
So you got the H's.
You have an H.
You only should fuck the people with the H that
so,
you got.
Okay, so then again, so how does that work? So
there's
do you
apps
go to,
for that.
So there's apps now though, right? I guess. So okay. So you say there's apps for that, like what? HPV only?
Yeah, HIV only and all that.
What was that? Remember that commercial that used to pop back in the day when we first started? Farmers only? Was it
Farmers only?
No.
You don't have to.
What about it?
What was it? He's saying that there's websites for all the H's.
Well, they have H date, right?
But yeah, they have one for HIV.
Does
for
that
sure.
cover well, is that H date is HIV?
I thought it was just herpes. That,
so maybe
that's one we read about.
But maybe that covers all the H's.
It said the H's. It says most STDs are curable through the use of antibiotics or antiviral medication. However, there are four, which he was talking about: hepatitis B, herpes, HIV, and HPV.
See, that doesn't seem odd to anybody that they all start, H's. They're all yeah, H's.
Maybe they named them that because they're uncurable. But how do they know they never come up with a cure, right?
You ever heard of Chance Roy?
Chancroid.
No, that's an STD.
Is that chancroid?
Is that a new one? I never heard of that one.
Click it.
What do you get when you get chancroid?
Nigga, I don't know.
Click it. What does it say, Smooth?
Chancroid is a bacteria infection that causes open sores
so you can
on
get
or around
cure.
The genitals of men and women. It is a type of STD, sex transmitted disease, which is transmitted through sexual contact. I've never heard of that.
So you can get that cured. They got hair bumps. They don't hair bumps.
It's just bacteria.
That's chancroid.
That's chancroid, nigga.
You got chancroid?
Yeah, chancroid.
Or chancroid sounds like herpes, too.
It does. But here's the thing, right?
But it's a bacteria, right?
So here's the thing, Mac. So what you're proposing is a little preposterous.
What do you mean?
Proposing preposterous. Because HIV, okay, that one is kind of tame, right?
Right.
Hepatitis, that one's kind of tame. I don't know of a lot of people that got that.
I mean, because what do you get when you get hepatitis? Is that an STD?
Yeah, he just said that.
Yeah. Mm, that's what they said. Yeah.
But
can't you get that through money? Fucking with money or something like that.
Didn't they say
something like that before? I've heard that before. Like you can get hepatitis through just transfer of something.
Somebody didn't want you to touch that money, Smooth.
Listen, but I know that they advertise commercials
about hepatitis in older people.
But it's the baby boomer generation, right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
So how the fuck?
But that's not hepatitis B, I don't think, is it?
No, it is. Well, maybe it's C.
Hepatitis B is a serious liver infection caused by the hepatitis B virus that's easily preventable by a vaccine.
Hepatitis.
So that's not a deal breaker.
But C is an infection caused by a virus that attacks the liver and leads to inflammation.
See, so I know somebody
both liver.
I know somebody who had a hepatitis C scare because they got a tattoo with a dirty needle.
So C is what?
Bobby can
C doesn't cross. C is non curable.
I don't know if any of this shit's curable. Well, I think it's all
he just says
B B yeah. B through the vaccine.
Okay, so but check this out though. Back to my theory. So let's take hepatitis and HIV out of it because I don't think those are as common.
Right.
But you're saying how do you introduce this, right? So what do we know about herpes and the amount of its widespread, you know, cases in the United States?
You always said like one out of the two.
Did I say that? Or is that what the stats say? One out of three.
Right, I was going to say.
So one of us got it here.
Right. So we already know. we already know who has it here.
Right. Oh, no secret.
300.
Nigga, don't wish that bullshit on me.
300 pussies.
Don't wish that bullshit on me. Y'all got me fucked all the way up.
One of them 300 pussies.
My test results say I'm good.
This nigga think he in the Matrix and shit, just dodging herpes and shit in the fucking 300.
So look though, but 1 in 3. Some say 50%. If you count hepatitis, herpes 1.
Right.
That's the whole world.
That's like 50% though. Right. That's 1 in 2, right?
Right.
Okay. So between herpes and HPV, which you said are 300 million new cases every year.
No, 3 million.
3 million. 3 oh. million.
300 million, that's the population.
Right, yeah, right.
3 million though. But that's still a lot.
That's fucking a lot. 3 million a year, right?
A year.
Chances are you've had sex with somebody who has either or both.
That's why I shut it down early.
No, you didn't know this was coming. You didn't know this was going to be like.
Yeah, that's just kind of scary.
Honestly, I got out the gate.
Here's the problem for you and I. We already got what we got.
Right.
So whatever we got it already.
Is it?
But for these two guys,
yeah,
they're gonna fuck somebody with hepatitis. I mean, with herpes or HPV. It's gonna happen. They're probably fucking somebody right now with herpes or HPV.
So my thing is this, though, right? So if a chick has this, right, she has either one of those. How would you want her to, before you start dicking her down,
there's no dicking her down.
No. What do you mean? What do you mean no dicking her down?
That's what I was getting at.
What do you mean? Why would I take that chance?
That was what I was getting to.
So the reason why these bitches be lying. Because you just told them.
Sorry.
You just told them.
But, I don't want to get sick.
But this is the thing, right? You can't... It's like the movie. I always hate the fucking movie when the guy figures out who the fucking villain is, right? And then he tells the villain, like, kind of like, he reveals that he knows to the villain that he knows he's the villain, right? Like, don't keep playing dumb, right? Like, play dumb and get away. Now that he knows that you know that he's the villain,
he gotta kill you.
He gotta kill you. Now that you gotta play dumb with these hoes. You can't stand out here and go, I'm not gonna fuck you. You have to let them fucking tell you that they have it, and then you tell them. But up until then, you'd be like, I don't give a fuck. I'll fuck.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if I know she has it, I'm not fucking. But if
you can't say that because she's never going to tell you.
Hey, look.
That means I already fucked before she ever told me.
No, I'm telling you, you got to tell her. She has to believe that even if she tells you that you'll still fuck. The fact that you're out here pronouncing that if she tells you she has it, you're not going to give her any dick. She knows that she's going to wander the world fucking dickless for the rest of her life if she goes around telling dudes that she's got this shit, right?
Well, because fuck the niggas that got the shit.
He doesn't understand.
He doesn't get it.
You don't say smooth.
I get what you're saying.
I know some chick told me she had HPV, and I was like, oh, you got cervical cancer. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I knew the shit was from. You know what I'm saying? Did I fuck?
Yes.
You're thinking about it too long, smooth.
I use protection.
That's fine.
I use protection. Mm. But, hey, and I was like this. I'm going to tell you something. No.
What is protection for?
I didn't motherfucker. Hey, I didn't know during that time. I didn't know the motherfucker shit was an STD like that. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm like, you know.
And I'm going to tell you something. I've heard of this shit, and I hear women all the time, like J-Mac, because I know this shit, like, when you look at a cervical, motherfuckers that cervical cancer, a motherfucker might have Paps, you know, hysterectomy, they had this shit removed and shit like that, probably because of HPV. And you would hear a lot of motherfuckers that have HPV and shit like that. But I didn't even know the shit was like an STD or it's like.
But you still hit.
I hit a motherfucker one time with. And she told me. Yeah.
Just one time.
And I was like, this. Bad? No, shit actually was good. But
hold on. I never heard of HPV pussy. What was it different?
Like, yeah,
it was,
no, it's like ribs.
Well, I mean, was it? No, was it any distinctive difference?
I didn't see none. I didn't clearly see any.
Well, you fucking the doctor. Yeah, you
didn't smell different.
I smell a bitch pussy. Any bitch I fuck, I always smell.
Did
a pussy.
It smell like warts?
No.
Preparation H.
And I look at pussy and shit like that.
I thought you said you didn't look at it.
No, I ain't say that.
You said he didn't see it.
So she told
me with the naked eye, I didn't see nothing.
So walk us through how this happened. Let's say how you find out on the phone or in person?
On the phone.
You found out, let's say Tuesday, you found out in person. I mean, Tuesday, you were on the phone. She said, hey,
I got HPV.
Just want to let you know I got HPV. You okay with that? You're like, shit.
It ain't that. It's just HPV.
I can't be honest.
Walk me through the conversation. Yes, you do.
I can't remember. Yes, you do, really. Nigga. No, I really can't remember.
Invest.
And I was just like, oh. And see, because I didn't really read up on this shit like that.
You didn't know
that.
What it was at first.
I was like, oh, really? That's like the cervical cancer.
Well, shit, I got herpes.
Like, okay. No, nigga. I don't have herpes.
I'll trade you an H for H.
Don't put that shit out there for nigga. No.
H.
Let's buy a vial. No, nigga, hey, don't. No, I ain't got no herpes. For the list, Smooth ain't got no herpes. Don't be putting that shit on me. And don't put that out in the universe. That's, nah.
I mean, you don't.
Hey, I flash my dick with it to a lot of motherfucking chick.
That's probably why you got it, my nigga.
Herpes ain't airborne, nigga. It ain't coming to my dick airborne, just pulling it out.
But
like,
you're not
motherfucking,
just flashing
like
them,
the shit that's going on now.
You're doing other things, too. And at a 1 out of 3, the fact that you will flash a motherfucker, you dick, it takes your dick into places where
you
it's
think
dangerous.
I'm gonna pull out my dick, nigga, if it look like Gargamel nose, nigga. No,
you
if
just don't
it's
do
bumpy,
it outbreaks.
Just,
so you don't know your dick is cute?
Hold on. Why you ask me about my dick?
The way you said it.
First of all, I was about to get ready to go in and indulge in conversation with you. Nigga, no, I'm not gonna talk about my dick to you. Prince said, you think you got a pretty dick?
Because I had a follow up. As soon as you answered that, I had a follow up.
I'm like, hey, I had to catch him. J-Man, he had me on the hook.
He had me. Spit that bitch out.
I snapped that bitch. I was like, he talking about you got a pretty dick. Who fucking asked a nigga think he got a pretty dick? Like, that's some bullshit. But you know, when old girl told me that shit, I didn't really. Honestly,
you didn't know what it was.
I didn't know really what it was.
So you told me it was cool.
See, it happens.
I was like, it happens.
Okay, but because you used the condom, you didn't catch it.
Hold on. You're walking too fast.
Oh, sorry.
Slow this motherfucking walk down. So that was Tuesday. You found out the motherfucker had HPV on the phone. So you had plenty of time to get to leave town.
Do research.
You had plenty of time to put a call into somebody. You chose, what day was it? From Tuesday was when you were on the phone, HPV. I got it. He's like, okay. Tuesday, when was the hits session?
It was before I had already hit her.
Whoa!
But I used protection.
That's what she told you after.
But I used
flag on the plate. No,
so, I used protection. Whoa.
See, that's a flag
and you
on the plate.
Still eat the pussy?
No.
I did. Nigga, no. I never said I ate the pussy.
So why
didn't
you eat the pussy?
I didn't.
Why didn't you?
Because I don't eat everybody pussy.
Why didn't you eat this one?
I just didn't.
You have a reason. There's you don't eat everybody, but there's a reason why you do and don't, right? It's not just random.
No, it's just random.
So you luckily didn't get HPV in your mouth. If I
feel comfortable with them, then I eat them out.
See, this is the thing that I'm talking about right there. That's fucked up. That's a penalty, right?
That's fucked up.
You can't
fuck me first, then tell me.
You can't fuck me and then go, oh.
By the way,
man, you know what?
Check your throat.
As I think back to this shit, I was like,
That's criminal,
it was fucked
man.
Up.
Is it? I mean, okay, if it's not something deadly,
who
is it?
Who was the celebrity that got throat cancer from HPV?
That was Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas. You heard about that?
We talked about it on the show.
Allegedly. Allegedly, because Selma Hayek. Okay, I'm gonna tell you right now.
That shit scared me from eating pussy too. When we talked about that on the show,
I'll take my risk. Like if Selma Hayek wanted to be a sister wife,
no, I'm not eating HPV. Eat out of Selma Hayek.
I don't know if she got if that's what you're telling me happened, man. I don't know, man. But Selma Hayek, man, I don't know, man. If she wanted to be a sister wife.
It says HPV. HPV is extremely common. About 9 out of 10 sexually active people will contract HPV.
9 out of 10.
About 90% of these infections go away within 2 years of detection. However, HPV is still incurable, and in some cases, it can lead to general or cervical cancer.
It said about 9 out of 10 will contract it.
Source that though. What is that? Where is that?
Healthline.
I don't know what that. I don't know what Healthline is, but.
Oh man, 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
A lot of people right now just drop their head.
But
right.
You know, but think about this, Jay, man. It is like you have heard, you know what I'm saying, in the black community with females, a lot of them have had cervical cancer and shit like that. And what? They have talked Uh-oh. About they
I haven't
talked
heard
about
that.
I have, and they talk about the HPV, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that in the black community. I have. I've heard about it. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know HPV was a black thing.
I didn't know it was a racist disease either.
But you know what it is?
What? Corona?
Corona.
Yeah, Corona hates black folks.
Corona
hates niggas.
So, I hate to sidetrack, but I heard a commercial about this. CVS fucking advertising that, you know, the black community is more susceptible to the corona. And yeah. I'm like, so this is a common truth we're accepting now, right?
No, it's not. I'm not accepting that. That's stupid.
But CVS is advertising it.
CVS is full of shit.
CVS is telling black people that the corona wants them dead more than it does fucking white people.
But not as dead as this bitch wanted Jay Smooth when she fucked him and then told him about the hip hof.
So
it says about 79 million Americans have HPV. It is so common that 80% of women will get at least one type of HPV at some point in their lifetime.
How many types are there, Jay Smooth? Can I need you to do a little more research?
These H's just expanded, didn't they?
Right. I mean,
first register all the H's, like it was a couple of things.
They're squared.
50-11 things.
It's like H squared.
French register, there's no way you haven't contracted HPV yet.
Even in 30. Even in your 30s.
9 out of 10, just changed
everything. Gosh, damn.
But it says, but Jay Smooth also said it goes away after 2 years. So hopefully.
Goes away to what?
I thought you said it was uncurable. Jay Smooth just said that.
No, he did. He said all that. He said he goes away, I guess, symptoms. but then he also said that it was uncurable and that it can lead to warts. So it ain't warts, but it can give you warts. And then the warts can give you cancer.
This shit is tricky, man.
Fucking the H's.
It says most women do not know they have HPV. HPV
except for your
dates. Has no symptoms. And usually goes away on its own. Some types of HPV. HPV can cause illness such as genital warts or cervical cancer.
There's so many different ones.
There's a vaccine to help to prevent HPV.
You can get that vaccine when you're a young kid,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I remember they tried to give my daughter.
And you didn't give it to her, did you?
I didn't do it
for one of my daughters.
I think I might have done for both of mine at that time. But
if I get HPV, do I still need to use a condom? That's what it's saying.
Is it more susceptible to women? Because
you said black women.
Yes, the vaccine does not replace or decrease the need to wear condoms. Usually condoms lower your risk of getting any types of HPV or STI.
So Smooth, honestly, what would you say your percentages of using condoms to not using condoms now?
Me using condoms to
be
not
honest,
using
I know you, you've
honest,
lied. So
honest, I probably when I'm in a relationship, when I initially start the relationship, I use condoms. And then after...
Well, we just want a percent.
No. I'm not going to ask you to define what a relationship is. That's bullshit. Just give me a number because you're calling some of these relationships relationships.
I probably use condoms probably 80% of the time.
80% of the time. What about you, Reg?
95.
Okay. Those are good numbers if y'all are true.
Yeah.
But even at that number, 9 out of 10?
Yeah, it don't take.
9 out of 10, you're still getting it.
But those five, that like why, the reason why I say 95, because when I'm not using a condom, I've already fucked that girl so many times. It's like, I know, like.
What does that mean?
Like,
you know she's had HPV before. You just said 9 out of 10 women are going to have it.
There's a little bit more trust. With what we're doing.
This bitch fucked him and told him later.
So I'm going to tell you, unless French, and I don't know if you've ever had this happen to you. Like, I've had chicks that I've dated, like, we've shown our test results, right?
Yeah.
And I've had, and how I got started doing that shit was, I had a nurse I was fucking with.
No, please, I'm sorry. I know what you think is really important, but I got to get back to French Reggie. This trust thing, like, how many fucks does it, and how does fucking...
It's not necessarily the how many fucks. It's just like, once like I know like, okay, me and this girl, we got something going on. Like, it's just us and like nobody else.
Well, why are you scratching your arm?
I'm just scratching my arm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when we know it's us, like we're only fucking each other, sometimes I fuck with no condoms. That's what I'm saying.
So
that's why I say 95.
And that's why I wanted to drill deeper, because I wanted to kind of figure out what you're saying. So you're saying whenever you're in a monogamous relationship, you don't use condoms.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the whole fucking a whole lot to build up trust, that's
gonna
be off.
No. If she's not my girl, I'm always gonna put a condom on.
For sure, you should.
I would be a HPV herp ass nigga, because I'm not using it if I was single.
Yeah, dude. I don't understand how you don't do that shit, bro.
Just not doing it. I like pussy.
And then you
hate pussy. You have to hate it. You rather touch.
Like, I know the difference, but it's just like, I ain't taking that risk.
Okay, do you know the difference?
No, because of the. See, be honest, stop. Because there's going to be some young guys out there right now in this era. Uh-huh. See, when you were in your era of singledom, it was a little bit different.
If I was single again, I promise. If Kit left me, I would be fucking raw.
Listen, this is the thing.
I don't want that pussy if I got to put a piece of rubber between
us. But this is the thing, right?
I'm a car and I got to put rubber on the road?
Okay, so this is one thing, right? It's like. Pussy is so good.
It is.
You can't. I mean, even if you put that kind of one, it's still good.
Totally ruined for me.
No, it's not. It's not the same.
It's
not great.
It was good.
Totally ruined. But it's still
like,
good.
Smooth says he doesn't like lube. Right? Lube ruins it for him. I feel the same way about condoms.
Why
does lube fuck it up for you?
That's what he said on the show.
You don't like wet pussy?
I like wet pussy, but I'm like, when you use kind of with all that fucking lube, remember back in the day, goddamn, the Trojans that had that one pack, I think, all that shit, and then when you take it, it'd be so fucking wet. I'm like, this shit just don't throw the move for me.
He said on here on the show that he can't get a hard on with all that shit.
Like, nope.
I don't know how that fucks you up.
I can count once or twice.
He has to have ADD.
No.
If that can throw you off, your attention deficit has to be short.
I'm fucked up. I'm going to tell you something. It's once or twice, I can't really, times I've ever used any KY jelly on a bitch, because I get turned off from the shit. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Is it because you're ashamed that she can't get wet enough just to read?
Or it could, you know, have flashbacks to when fucking gel was used on him. Yeah. And like,
no,
bat the wire.
He only knows one use for lube.
Pass the wire.
You're the only condom.
What's the pass the wire? What is that?
Bilingual Leroy. There's a difference.
The only condom.
What the fuck are y'all talking about? Uh-huh. Fuck movie is that?
Friday After Next.
The only condom I'll never use.
Man, it's a difference.
I will never use fire and ice. That's just the worst condom of all time.
I've tried that before.
That's just the worst.
Not the condom. Like Icy Hot?
No. The Trojan fire and ice.
Never.
Why you want fire? No, anything.
When
hot.
I bought that shit, I thought that shit was about to be real cool, bro.
The cinnamon, all that hot cinnamon shit.
No, but I like pussy, and I like it. To the point where I don't like it if it's a condom. That's not, you're not having sex.
Nah, I don't believe
you might just jack off.
I don't believe
that. Don't say that now.
Yeah, you might jack off.
So the worst kind of condom to use that I've ever had my experience with is lambskin.
Why?
That's the worst. Because them bitches don't stretch.
I used to rock those 4X.
Them shits do not stretch like a motherfucker. And they got better shits now than they have.
Back in the day, I liked those because they were.
It was weird feeling.
I thought it was like, you know, fuck it. It's a membrane. This is not plastic.
But let's think about this, right? Why would they choose a lamb? Think about it for a second. Just think about the whole process of, you know, we should use a lamb. Why should we use a lamb, dog?
Just baby goats, right?
No, trust me. Lambs are good. Like, who's the nigga that was like, yeah, we should use lamb skin. Why, dude? Why should we use lamb skin? Hey, man, let me tell you. Back when I was on a farm.
In essence, really, that's like wrapping your dick in chitlins, right?
Didn't we read somewhere that lamb is the closest to a human vagina? Didn't we read that? Or a sheep or something?
I think sheep.
But a sheep and a lamb are the same.
What was the first material to use for the first condom? I want to know.
It wasn't comfortable. I bet it wasn't.
No, but I'm optimal. Just talking about the lambskin specifically. Because the nigga that came up with that idea, somebody had to look at him like, my nigga. But then it caught on and motherfuckers really started using it. So we're really fucking sheep ass.
But
we're fucking sheep pussy inside of a woman pussy. Well, and a woman is letting a sheep pussy get inside her pussy. But it's like those bitches who get weave and have another entire bitch from another continent's hair on their head.
But in reality, we all want to be like you. We all want to feel the closest thing to pussy.
That's right.
Just do it, bro.
Take the condom off.
But you know what's funny about the lambskin is like it didn't really protect
herd immunity.
It didn't really protect you from anything. It was like the fucking mask that they wear nowadays because it's a membrane, right? It's a fucking actual thing. So shit would just go right through it. Like, it'll hold sperm out so you won't get a bitch pregnant
but you'll get everything else.
But STDs?
Hey, but herd mentality, man, on these STDs too, man.
Yeah.
We could evolve to the point where we can't get gonorrhea anymore. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean? Like we all have it?
No, though, we could get hurt to where it doesn't affect us. It's not a disease. It's like it becomes herd immunity.
Well, that gonorrhea is a fucking shot away. Who cares about gonorrhea?
HIV. We can evolve past HIV.
I think we have.
You think we have?
I think
that's how Magic is doing it.
A lot of commercials. Well, you know, Magic is the only nigga that lived as long as he had that got it back when he got it.
They're posting a commercial where
the black doctor, the lady who cured AIDS.
The little black gay dude that they fucking got on that commercial, right?
You're saying like, gay? Yeah, if I take a test,
take a pill, I'm good.
Did he sell it to you? Do you believe him?
No, but I was like the fact that they've progressed.
Do you believe him?
I didn't even think that deep.
You don't think that like a nigga?
I didn't even think that far. I just was like, damn, like now you can have AIDS, and when you take the test, it'll tell you don't have AIDS. That's crazy.
Magic was Magic was donating blood fucking years ago. We talked about it on the show. That's some wild shit.
So what I'm asking is why are y'all still wearing condoms? That's what I'm asking.
I mostly wear condoms for pregnancy. It's not even STD.
He's talking to y'all.
Like, to be honest with you, main reason why I wear condoms for pregnancy is not even STD. I'm not even fucking with you.
And for me, I'm going to tell you right now, rappers that I listen to scared me. Like you know, the fucking Ice Cube, what's wrong with your dick burning? And then,
what's the matter?
And then,
you burning?
And then Snoop Dogg, ain't no loving good enough to get burned while I'm a minute. You know, and I'm like, you know, that's right. And that's realer than real deal Holyfield, nigga.
Then
hookers and hoes know how I feel.
See, the one reason why most single guys probably use condoms, be honest, is so that you're not passing bacteria from one chick to the next chick. So if you fucking raw dog,
niggas take showers smooth.
But I'm saying you can still take some. You still can take showers, nigga. But you can pass a bacteria infection from one chick to the next chick if you fucking, you know what I'm saying, multiple chicks like that. So it's good.
So
you think those
niggas are wearing condoms for the protection of the other chicks that they fuck with?
Or for themselves.
So that's why
you're worried that one of the dirty chicks you're fucking is going to give your girl bacteria infection?
No, I don't want if I was out there like that, I wouldn't want to be passing no type of bacteria or no shit like that. Nigga, hey,
you know, because
then I mean I got it.
You know how much
atypical. What's the shit they say with the corona shit? Nigga, walk around
asymptomatic.
I might be asymptomatic. Jason, I had none.
Right now, there are trillions upon trillions of bacteria alive on your body. Right now, you're more bacteria than you are you.
Yeah,
right I am.
And you need those bacteria to be.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna have no bitch that gonna come back and say, nigga, you done gave me a bacteria infection.
So that's what you're worried.
But
so
my thing is, if you wash your dick,
it's all about your reputation.
It is.
You know, if you wash your dick and then you go fuck the other girl, nothing's, you know, the sex you had.
That's the dumbest shit.
Unless
that
if she's really got an STD.
That's the dumbest shit that you can say. You know what I'm saying? If you go fuck a chick, right?
Yeah.
And you go wash your dick, you wash the inside of your dick too? Are you washing the inside of your dick? No. So what you do is you fuck around and you fucking with that chick and you motherfucker the hole of your motherfucking dick. You got some shit.
Are you
in
fucking
there.
Her with the inside of your dick?
No, I'm not saying inside dick.
That's why
you
I didn't answer the question.
The hole of your motherfucking dick. You get motherfucking juices.
The juices can go in and out of that shit.
And you sticking your dick in the chick.
If you're fucking a girl, right? You think that you have a better chance of getting something from her pussy inside your dick from fucking her than you do washing? Are you not really washing your dick?
Yeah, that's what
I wash my dick.
So how come when you put soap on
your
dick?
That's why chicks say. So James it's Rube. Just like it's James just Rube. Like this. That's no, why chicks say. Don't come inside me or don't.
Don't come inside you because you don't want to carry your baby,
but
my
you're
nigga.
Putting something in her.
But what I'm saying is that. But it's not just the baby. But it's just the shit that come out your dick and can get them affection.
So how come you don't get soap inside your dick when you're washing it? That's what I'm asking you.
I don't because I cover. It up. I got a dick cap. to go over the head of.
So that's what you need to clean. You need to clean your entire dick. That's the problem.
I do. I wash the top.
How? If you got a cap on.
Well, I don't wash the inside of my dick. It's just
hold
like
you're
a
not
hat.
Circumcised.
Oh God!
So there you go, asking about my nigga. There you go, asking about my nigga.
Three strikes and you're out, my nigga. Three strikes and you're out, Reggie.
Hey, J-Man, I tell you, this nigga has a dick fetish.
No, not a dick fetish. It's yours.
Hey, check us out though. So when it comes to STDs, it's totally possible to carry bacteria or viruses that cause infections for many years.
Yeah.
After being exposed, people can have STDs for a long time without realizing. So I don't think washing your dick off is going to necessarily.
Bruh, I said this weeks ago, and y'all didn't give me any credit when y'all was like, "This mad shit is dumb. We need to just, you know, we probably already had the shit. Whatever." Same goes, man. Take these stupid ass condoms off. This is the same thing as wearing masks for coronavirus. There's no way to avoid these H's, my nigga. These H's are coming.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you right now. The last time I wore a condom, I could get a box for under. Almost $3. Like three.
Damn. How many in a box, nigga?
You know, three. Yeah, how many?
Like a three.
You know what's sad? I don't even know how much condoms cost. That's how few I bought.
$8.97.
That's how few. That's how few I bought in my life.
You buy the three bags? That's just buy the little box. $8.97 if you use your Kroger discount.
That's how few I bought in my life. I don't even know the fucking price of condoms, nigga. I can't even tell you.
Yeah, I could get them under three
Look,
bucks.
Here's the thing, man. Mask off, my nigga. Mask off. And then you gotta, you talking about, your question was, how do you tell somebody, or how early do you tell them that you got something? What I'm saying is, man, everybody got something.
So just don't tell?
Jay Smooth got bacteria from 20 bitches ago. He talking about he don't want to pass. You passing 20-year-old bacteria, my nigga.
Oh, you are.
This nigga just said you can keep it for years and years and years. Years.
Even if you wash your dick.
My test results say I'm good.
Like your BMW.
But they just said you can have HIV. I know, take the test, and the test will say you're good.
You can't test for that.
When's the last time you've been sounded?
Been tested?
Sounded. The sound test.
So how do you sound?
Have you ever been to the doctor and they have to give a swab in the back of your throat to find out if you got the flu or something like that?
Yeah, like
imagine that, but on the inside of your dick.
Where they sticking in? Did they still do it like that?
That is if you got something, right?
It was probably about
if you tested for something, right?
It was about 2 years ago.
You did that 2 years ago?
Yes.
Why?
Because I always go get tested. Like I went to. So when I do,
every new body you should get tested, Smoke.
So what I do is I want to make sure that I'm good, right? And so I went to a doctor's office where I did my full physical, and then they wind up doing my blood work and then swabbing it. I said I want to do all of. I said when I was in the military,
not the outside, inside,
where they stick that motherfucker. What you call it? Motherfucker, and then
metal Q-tip,
and they stick that bitch in.
I didn't do that. I grabbed that nigga's head.
Yeah, and
I thought he was giving me head.
It hurt like a motherfucker.
And somebody had walked in there and thought he was giving me head. That's how I grabbed. I was on
and
my
that was
toe.
The STD test.
It's yes. like just
so
I had to do all that.
So you probably didn't. You probably still got it.
I've had it in my life. Done a couple of times, a few times.
A few times? So, how many times have you had it?
In the military, I had to have it done a few times in the military.
A few like six. Probably like two. That's a couple.
That's a couple, right?
Yeah, like so, two times.
I've had it
the
done
painful shit.
Once in my lifetime,
once
right?
Once in my life. It never happened again.
And it was because, right, I got one of them postcards in the mail, right, back in the day. I don't know, from the clinic. Right. Like, they're like, hey, you might have slept with someone that might be, you know, so go down and get yourself checked, right? That's the fucking worst postcard in the world.
I don't see a purpose in going to get checked. The motherfucker
what the fuck wrong with you?
The motherfucker
honest?
Is dripping. We don't need to put nothing in it.
Mine wasn't dripping though, so I just was trying
mine
to
wasn't
go.
Either.
I just wanted to go. I wanted to go preemptive, right?
No,
and so,
and
no,
so that's preempt my ass.
I was scared, nigga. I got this fucking. You know why I was really scared?
Why?
Because my mom got the letter first, right?
So your mom read it first.
My mom was like, "Hold up,
okay, so hold on.
What is this?
What is the Q-tip test for? It's only for one. Is it gonorrhea or clap or what is it? Syphilis? Which one is
it? I thought it was if you actually got it.
I think it's for chlamydia and gonorrhea. What they do it for?
But for chlamydia and gonorrhea, there are symptoms. Right, your dick burns when you pee,
or it'll dribble like a faucet.
It'll dribble some pus or something. Right. If it's not doing one of those two things, there's no reason to stick me with nothing. If it is doing one of those two things, there's no reason to stick me with nothing. I got it. Yeah. Give me the medicine. It's a fucking pill. It's unobtrusive. I take the pill. I'm good in a couple of weeks. Why the fuck do we need to stick something inside my dick to prove to you?
I was a teenager.
How much I got to give you, J-Mac, if you're the medical assistant? How much I got to give you just check the marks that we did the test and just doctor the, you know what I'm saying?
There's always a deal to be made.
Take it out of the little pack. Send the shit off like you did it. You know what I'm saying? Unconclusive. But we, hey, this patient's hurt.
Here's your Z-Pack, bro.
Right. Give me the temporary take-home medicine. Give me the trials you got in the closet.
I got those at the house,
yo,
too.
Yo, like, why do we really have to stick? If it's dribbling, nigga, I got it. Give me the pills.
Listen, I didn't.
Or the shot.
I didn't know. I did one of those things like when Jay Smooth took the fucking edibles. I didn't ask enough questions. I just went in there and I was like, listen, I got this card. Yeah. I'm afraid because
I'm going to take care of you,
because,
bro.
Because listen, back in the day, you know, there may have been some questionable ones, right? You're like, oh, that bitch. You know, you could kind of point out, be like, oh, I knew I shouldn't.
How many? What questionable ones in your past?
When I got that fucking letter, there was probably at that time.
No, your lifetime.
Oh, questionable ones that
How many questionable?
You felt uncomfortable afterwards?
Right.
I'm going to say probably about 3.
Ooh, that's a lot. How many did you say, French Randy?
None.
Get the fuck out. Jay Smooth, how many men in your life, man?
I probably had a couple of that question. And it was one time, I remember one time for sure, when I had 2 condoms on with a bitch and that bitch, that motherfucker's broke.
Okay, we're not talking about babies. I'm talking about heebie-jeebies.
I'm talking about what I thought, yeah. I motherfucker was scared as fuck.
It's only been one time on me for the heebie-jeebies. I was like, oh my fucking God.
Well, and I'm going to tell you right now, I say that in hindsight. In live action, I was probably oblivious to a lot of dumb shit. Like I didn't know. Like, I remember.
So like 75% of them?
Like, I remember my homeboy was waiting downstairs and he was like, came up to like, damn, nigga, I need to go, right? And he opened the door. He's like, damn, that shit was funky. And I was like, I didn't tell. I didn't know. You know, I was just happy to be having sex. So, you know, that I was preoccupied with fucking. I didn't notice.
What did it smell
that.
Like?
I don't know.
What do you say?
Smell like sex? Sex got a smell.
Nah, I think he sounded.
Nah, he said when he opened the door.
Like
it was
death.
Like it was
a wet market.
And listen.
Maybe the room just stink.
So then he might have been. You might have been the funky motherfucker.
Listen. At that early stage of fucking in my life, I was like, there was, you know, my ADD had me focus on one thing, which was fucking, and I a lot of other shit, peripheral shit, kind of got pushed to the back. Like,
nah, smell test is the first test. That's the first test. Smell first, sight second, to me. Yeah. Y'all agree or disagree?
No, I definitely agree.
Smell first.
Yeah.
Because if you pull something down that's not right, you'll know.
I remember as a 17-year-old having sex with a woman or girl or whatever, and not knowing like that I was in a pool of blood.
You thought she was just wet.
Just like
condom, no condom.
Condom.
She didn't.
Oh, you good? No, if you got the condom on, it's straight.
No. But see, the thing was like, because
it not be straight. It's just period.
But, yeah, but I'm just saying.
So this was at like, you know, back in the day, house parties, and you sneak off in a room or some shit, right? And we on the floor, and I came back, and there was like, holy shit, what the fuck happened there?
So wait a minute, period don't have a smell to you?
Now,
you can't tell it. Y'all can't smell it. It's
like,
a different smell.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I ain't
fucking with you. I'm going to be honest. I don't be around a
smell. Like nickels?
Yeah, yeah.
It smell like nickels.
I don't be around a pussy too often when it's on a period. Like, I don't.
Come on, man.
That's me too. If a motherfucker bleep, be honest.
But you know it's a smell to it though, right?
No, I've never honestly smelled it.
You just said yes.
I'm saying I can imagine it smell like blood, nigga, like iron, like y'all saying. But I honestly, I always try to stay distant. When motherfuckers be on these side, I don't even fucking want to be bothered with you because there's nothing that you could do for me.
It smell like you got nickels.
You can give me some head, but like I want to fuck. I literally want to fuck.
But you know what? Like, getting head when someone's on a period is not effective.
I'll take it. No.
They don't. They're not into it because they're sitting on a pad of blood, my nigga.
I've had chicks that motherfucking be like this. They don't want they like it's just all about you. You just something like bitch. Take care of me. Like we always take care of y'all.
What about the myth? Because there used to be a myth that
they're horny.
Yes.
No.
I thought they get horny right before the period comes.
Before.
So Jamie Mac, let me ask you a question. If you had blood that just every month came out of your asshole for 7 days, during that time, would you want
to
do anything? I would sit at home and lay on my stomach, nigga, the whole fucking 7 days.
Especially because they're in pain the whole time, too.
I don't want to sit on a pad
of
blood.
Some chicks not in pain like that.
Yeah, some, but I'm just saying.
I was listening to Lil Wayne's got his own
radio show.
Radio station on Apple. You're right. And one of the songs that he was playing was that he said something. My mama told me not to trust anything that could bleed for 5 days and live. Like
he stole that.
Did he?
Yeah, that's Apache. Like remember Apache? I need a gangster bitch. Yo, a gangster. He said he don't eat shit that bleed for 7 days and doesn't die.
Okay. Yeah.
So his mama. Man,
this nigga's a copycat.
His
man.
Mama told.
So maybe his mama got it.
Maybe, told him that
but
shit.
Maybe he didn't know where he got it from.
Is Apache his mama's generation?
Whoa.
I don't know.
It's
what's the nigga name? Apache?
That's not what you said? What did you say?
Not that. Say it again.
Apache?
No. That's not what it is.
Say it again.
Apache.
Apache.
What kind of Indian? Right. What kind of Indian? Apache Indians.
It's an A.
Jim X said, nope. Nope. No. That's an Apache. Like, nigga, no.
He don't even know he's doing it. That's what's so great about it all.
But yeah, be honest. When chicks come on, honestly, I try to distance myself.
Yeah, I don't like cuddling. I don't like that shit.
And the cut one time that I've had a couple times where I fuck around and they've come on and it's like the beginning part of it and they have blood on the fucking condom. Like, nigga, I queeze up. I'm like, oh,
that's what I'm saying. Everybody's the condom is not a big deal.
Everybody's brought aunt into the building, right? Yeah. Everybody's like,
I sing a song when I do it. Y'all know my song, right? Evelyn Champagne King. Blood come down. Ooh, I made your blood come down.
So smooth.
All the way down.
You can really sing that shit.
Ooh, I made your blood come down.
I gotta steal that.
When you saw the blood, you just got scared?
Like, it was the two times, like, when I went to go motherfucking just wash up and I saw this shit, I was like, what the fuck? One chick wound up buying me an iPod and shit like that.
Oh, damn.
You're a dickhead. You make motherfuckers feel uncomfortable about natural shit.
I told Beyonce about this shit. I was like, this motherfucker, she felt so bad. And then another time, she said, you always motherfucker just queasing and quibbing and shit like that. When you see fucking blood, like, motherfuckers know, like, I don't fucking do blood. Like, if you about to be on your period, I don't really want to fuck with you.
Yo,
like,
what, period. The worst text I get during the month,
I'm late.
I wipe pink. Oh, that makes me so goddamn mad. I hate that. They don't make me do that,
nah,
Jason.
Nah, nigga. It don't make me visualize this shit.
It don't make me quiver. It just makes me like, I know I ain't gonna get no pussy anymore.
Right. I mean, when Aunt Flo is pulling into the building, right. And they know a couple of days
and
ahead.
And that bitch always got backfires and that shit, too.
Right. And then, you know, I hate the bitch when she wanna start and then she like, oh, no, I'm not gonna be here for a couple of days. Like, well, you fucked it
it's
up
too
for
late
me.
Now,
right?
Yeah. Like, you sitting in the fucking parking on the driveway, nigga. Just go back home. Don't come.
Don't come until you're right, until you ready to stay. If you
get
ain't
you
ready,
a little hotel or motel Holiday Inn or some shit.
Don't pull up at my door until it's time for
beeping
you to
sleep. Beeping the horn and shit.
Until you sleeping over. If you ain't here for for the duration, don't come, bitch.
If I felt like there was a time period where every time we went on vacation, the day before, I get that text. I wipe pink. I'm like,
oh, hell no, not vacation.
Vacation sex is
it's mandatory, right? Yeah. I feel like you gotta
what do
you
put a towel down.
You gotta make exceptions.
You gotta put a towel down.
Because it's not your shit. Like, I think part of
I feel sorry for that hotel worker.
I'm just saying.
Like, oh,
I've done that job before.
They
gotta throw that shit away. They don't
throw it away.
Part of the backdraw of having, you know, bloody sex is the fucking mess, right? You don't want to fuck your shit up.
It's the nickels to me. It's the
smell is different.
It's the panties full of nickels. Dude.
If you turn the lights out,
because
it smells even worse when you turn
candles,
the lights out.
You put some candles.
Oh, this nigga getting romantic with it.
Hold on. No, I'm just trying to mask the smell, nigga.
This nigga said the smell is worse when you turn the lights out. Explain what?
Off. My bad. Lights off.
No, off, out. The smell is worse when you turn the lights off?
Yeah, you can just. I feel like you smell it more. I don't know.
He's doing that heightened sense thing. I can't see now. I smell better now. It doesn't happen like instantaneous.
Period
though.
Blood lubrication is a different kind of. It's a different feeling. It's too viscous.
What did he say again?
Dope. I like it. I don't have a problem with it.
Oh, you like period sex?
I'm gonna say I like period sex. I don't mind. You know that little extra water. It's not a problem.
What's he saying?
That's not water, nigga.
He likes fucking through baby parts.
What's he saying?
He likes fucking through.
I'm saying I've done it before, and I wasn't like. It wasn't like I'm like I'm never gonna do it again.
This nigga likes fucking dead baby plasma.
I try to avoid it, but it's not like I'm like I'm never gonna do it again.
I wish you would stick to one side.
Yeah,
though.
I don't know.
That's
side
what I'm saying. It's
first,
like,
so
it's
you're good. Dead. Yeah, right. So
especially at night.
It seemed like you were anti it.
Yeah.
No,
I never said I was.
You like the way nickel smell.
I don't like the smell of it. I don't like the smell.
But you like the feel of it.
No, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. I do like the feel of it. Like,
is it warmer?
I mean, I guess, yeah. I got a condom on, bro. There's only so much I can
What's
feel.
The difference? What's the point? What's the point here? Are we not done with condom? I thought we had passed the condom. I thought we figured this condom thing
you
out.
You can fuck it. You can fuck any. You can fuck 30 days of the week, of the month if you got a condom on.
Yes,
it doesn't matter.
You're not touching anything.
Yeah, condom period.
That's what I'm saying. With the condom, it's not a big deal.
Smooth, you won't fuck with a condom on in the period?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I asked him that. That's why I was like, yo, there wasn't a condom. You got worried? Because it's on the condom. That's not a big deal.
It's still gross to me, French. And like, when I went to go clean myself up, right?
You just throw in the condom.
I'm in the shower, right?
Yeah, you take a shower.
And nigga, you see the blood motherfucking running out the fucking drain. And the light is off, but it's still like a little bit of light coming in where you can see the shit. And it's like the grossest shit.
It is fucking. And that picture made me sick.
So you can't fuck virgins either, then,
Smooth. But I'm smooth.
You got to stop fucking virgins.
You say you had a condom on, right?
That's what happens, right?
You don't just throw it, flush the condom, and
no,
then you get
it. No, when I get in the shower, I take that shit off.
Oh, you should
so
just...
I take it off, and then motherfucking just, you know what I'm saying? And then I make sure, you know what I'm saying, that I discard of it after that. But I don't even really want the blood. I wash it off.
Why don't you just take it off before you
wash the blood?
The time that it happened to me,
because I didn't want to touch the blood. Nigga, I jumped in the shower and I washed the shit off first before I took it off. Like, because I didn't want to touch it. My hand is in the blood.
Okay. I get what I'm saying?
So that's what I did. You know, I was at.
I give it to you.
Are you happy now? No. Fridge, are you happy?
I was actually going to call somebody to tell you, like, nigga, my experience with this blood shit, nigga, I'm like,
you going to call somebody who you had blood with?
No, who that shit had happened to me. And I was just like,
that's what he's talking about, right?
You're going to call the person who you had period sex with?
No, well, not period sex, but when the shit happened.
What?
And they can tell you how I am when motherfuckers don't bleed, like, they'll tell you, I don't fuck with them.
We don't need to hear anybody say that.
So wait a minute. So you got done and you called your girlfriend?
You said what now?
Like you called, like, one of you, like, you called...
No nonsense.
Your BFF? Like, what the fuck happened?
He's saying that there was a new girl.
No.
I didn't say new girl. I said I got a friend that I fucked with before that can tell you how my experience.
You call him niece, niece, or sister.
No. I just got to run this through my head because, again...
Why? It's not confusing.
I just needed to make sense. So you were fucking a chick, right? And you got bloody fucking dick. And you got... disgusted, you washed yourself up, you called next homegirl and was like, let me tell you what just happened to me.
No. It's the same girl.
He used to fuck, that they're now friends. He added a detail that's irrelevant. He used to fuck a chick. When she came on her period one time, he got queasy and she got offended and they had a whole conversation.
And this
he
is
was
going
to call somebody about that. We don't need to hear that. We already know how it's going to go. Okay. I want to know this. French Reggie, we're about to get out of here. Do you have one more dick question for Smooth? Just one more.
He didn't answer if he was circumcised or not. Because he was talking about the cap, right? Like, my thing is, if you don't...
Listen, he wants to know what he wants to know. He's like, answer my
thing,
shit.
This thing is,
no sense in moving past fucking go until I get my motherfucking $200.
French, this is some bullshit. Like, I'm not telling you, nigga, if I'm fucking circumcised.
Tell
so
him.
So you can visualize.
Women don't really like uncircumcised.
Check us out.
Penis.
You just admitted that
French,
you
will, I wear compression you, pants. You want to know that too?
You will flash your dick to all kind of
everybody.
People, but you won't tell this motherfucker.
It's not just women at Papa Doe, nigga. It's dudes there too.
Why would you ever flash it at a dude?
No, but you're flashing. Dudes are there.
But if a nigga get a sneak peek, I didn't point it at him.
But you
it
was like you I'm didn't, showing you attention. Did not show him.
I didn't. But it was just I was when I did flash it at her. It was like I was in front of her, and she looked, and she was like,
"Wait a minute, you digitally flashed? Be honest.
You did, nigga."
What? He showed you your dick?
No, yes. he was watching porn.
He was watching a clip of it. I better not see your dick. He's like, no,
he
don't worry about
some
it.
Shit. He sent them some shit.
He didn't send it. It was on a video camera.
The old school camera.
He was trying to. One of our other homeboys He created a porno tape for real. Fucking on the piano.
That was crazy.
He wrote shit on the bitch's butt cheeks and split the words and stuff to make
this
it like.
This nigga said, let me move the camera a little bit.
Yeah, he told him, let me move the camera for a second. So he's there adjusting the camera. So we're just laughing. But he never showed us his dick in that video. He was artful about how he was doing it. Not smooth. Smooth had a close up and everything. I'm like, Smooth, what are you about to show me? No, just look, man. It's funny. It's like our homeboy. I'm gonna show you. I was like, I better not see it. He's like, you're not gonna see my dick.
And he told him, I better not. And he knew he was gonna.
And he knew he was going to.
And he still flashed him his dick.
So be honest,
Mo.
So you should just tell us.
You know, so why don't you just ask, be honest? Are you afraid to just ask, be honest?
Like, I don't think you should talk about it.
No, I don't think
be honest should answer another man's penis.
Was he circumcised? Say, did you see, was he circumcised?
I don't think that's me.
No, ask him, though.
I don't think you should
ask
answer that question.
That's not my place.
That's disrespectful.
That ain't my place. French.
French said that's disrespectful.
French, you get the fuck out of here, nigga. I'm not talking about my dick to you,
nigga. Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go to the website, raresilence.com, where you can check out this show and all the other shows on the network. Black on Both Sides, BTG for President, Open Room with BTG. You can check out all those shows on the website. Also, if you have not set up a premium subscription yet, please do so. Go to raresilence.com/register. It's $5 a month. The first month is on us.
First week.
I promise you will enjoy.
I don't want to get sued.
The premium show we have on Friday, all of the archives. Pretty much every show has archives at this point now. Black and Both Sides is creeping up on 100. So once we get to 100 episodes, all those shows after that are going to be on the archive list. You won't be able to listen to them unless you are a premium subscriber. We're looking into some new things we're going to give our premium subscribers as well. We haven't figured it out yet, but we're trying to make sure that we give you guys added benefit to being a premium subscriber.
Especially in the age of the Rona.
Yeah, especially in the age of the Rona. And if you want to join the Slack room, you've been hearing about the Slack room a lot. The Slack room is where we basically throw down all week long. It's not just a show. It's day in, day out. We have several channels in there.
Real life shit.
Yeah, it's real life shit. All you have to do to become a member is either email admin@raresilence.com or go to the website, click on the homepage, scroll all the way to the bottom, and let me know what your email address is, and we'll get you signed up. Lickety split. Anything else, guys?
Nah.
Just keep sharing the show and comments, please.
Yes, and follow us on all of our social medias, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We need that support.
Yes.
I'm not trying to see, do we have any reviews this week? I didn't look this week. Man.
You know what's funny? I know that there's one of us that is really mad we didn't have a live show this week.
Who is that?
The only nigga that really did his best to fucking on Memorial Day coordinating some old red, white, and blue ass shit.
Oh, wearing real polo this time. Wearing some Air Maxes.
He's finally got a real polo. Allegedly a real polo.
No, I knew we wasn't going to go live today.
You are so patriotic today.
Yeah, you are, man. You red, white, and blue, dude.
You got a flag hat.
I wasn't even paying attention to that.
You have an American flag hat on, dude. Who wears that?
It's fish.
But it's an American flag design.
It is.
Why would you pick that hat today?
Because I just want to put a hat in and ain't have nothing else to match with.
What color is your shirt?
Blue.
What color are your pants or your shorts?
White.
With the red undertone.
Hold on, though. Today's the first day, right?
Right.
Today's the first day you can wear white, right? Like, yeah, after,
is it?
No, Labor Day, I thought.
I didn't know. I'm not after that fashion forward. I know it's a
September,
day.
So you got to wait till September. So,
no. You wear white now. You can't wear white after Labor Day.
See, he knows. Right? He's fat. Oh, yeah. I'm going to trust you on that one.
So that little dingy ass t-shirt you got on, nigga, you doing good. You winning.
All right.
Hey, guys.
He got a utility t-shirt on.
Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep breaking the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh.
That shirt is kind of a...
utility.
Mother of pearlish.
Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.